Hello, and welcome to Scary Silly Stories. Today, I will be reading you Silent Killers by the Vanished Ones. Please stay tuned. Silent Killers by the Vanished Ones. When I was six, they would talk about how they came to town and stole little girls and boys who dare cross them. You could cross them by being rude to the elderly, or by being disrespectful of the grave, or bullying. Whatever you do to get in trouble with them, you're in for it. At least, that's what my grandpa used to say before he passed. He never explained what they were, just that they were like silent killers. You heard right. You either get severely hurt or killed. Depends on your crimes. I'm Melody, and I live in Akertown, Mississippi. I never believed in these silent killers, maybe when I was younger, but now I don't. But I do not need to be told to be good or get straight A's. I already do that just fine. I know I don't believe in these silent killers, but strange, unbelievable deaths have been happening to boys and girls. My mom was worried and told me to be home before dark. And I would have if Axel Stormstrom hadn't have shown up to bully a poor little boy named Joey Moslow. Axel was pushing Joey around and wouldn't leave him alone. I would have kept on walking, but Joey was whimpering and scared. I turned around and marched over to Axel. "Leave him alone," I say, helping Joey up. His hands were scratched and bleeding. I turned and said, "Can you pick on someone your own size? Can't you mind your own business, Felchner?" he snapped. "Besides, didn't your mommy say to be home before the silent killers got you?" He mocks, making ghost sounds. The lights on the street begin to flicker. Axel mocks again. "Ooh, it's the silent killers." Suddenly, three men appear from behind Axel. As they get close to us, I hear hissing. "We like to be called." The men appear right behind Axel. "The shadows of the night." The street goes dark. I hear screams from Axel. Then they start flickering rapidly. I see a blur of Axel. I close my eyes, and I feel hand touch me and hear whispers. "Don't ever cross us." I scream, "Melody!" I slowly open my eyes. It's me, Joey. I was on my hands and knees. They were gone, and a few inches away from me was Axel, lying on the road, with his eyes, mouth, ears, nose, dripping with blood, down his t-shirt to his toes. Axel was dead. Thank you for listening to Scary Silly Stories by the Vanished Ones. Join us next time.